FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two one-on-one debates.
The first on June 27th, hosted by CNN, before either candidate is declared the official nominee at their party's convention. And the second on September 10th, hosted by ABC News, just weeks before voters head to the polls. There will be no live audience, just the moderators and the candidates themselves in a television studio, face-to-face.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The defense resumes its cross-examination today of Michael Cohen in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. The U.S. military has completed a massive floating pier, put it into place off the coast of Gaza, and it will allow for the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian aid. The temporary floating pier is expected to be up and running in the next couple of days. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico expected to survive, says his deputy, after an assassination attempt. Fico was shot five times Thursday. This is ABC News. Testimony continues today in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez after his lawyers blamed the senator's wife in opening statements. The anniversary of an iconic Supreme Court decision being marked today at the White House.
President Biden today will meet at the White House with the plaintiffs of the Brown versus Board of Education case on the 70th anniversary of that landmark Supreme Court decision that ended racial segregation in America's public schools. It's the first in a series of events the White House says will honor the legacy of those who paved the way for progress and hard-fought rights for Black Americans. The president delivers remarks Friday at an NAACP event marking the anniversary of the Brown decision. He'll later meet with the leaders of the Divine Nine Historically Black sororities and fraternities. And on Sunday, he delivers the commencement address at Morehouse College, an HBCU in Atlanta. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And the end of an era in Las Vegas. The Mirage Hotel on the Strip will close for good in mid-July to make room for a new Hard Rock Las Vegas set to open in 2027. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by late morning through early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 73. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. By Saturday, sunshine with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, it's another Mad Radio Day. WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin. And a very good morning to everyone out there.
Good morning.
Including the guy with the garbage truck right outside our window. Hello there. Hello.
See out there?
Thanks for cleaning up the city.
Coming around the corner. They always keep State Street sparkling clean.
It is sparkling clean down
here. Keep it real nice.
What's that all about?
Well, they have to have the leaf blower guy out there, too, because there's so many leaves that pile up overnight. One or two, maybe three.
Yeah, that's true.
Something to do. Yeah, it's
another fantastic day.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're saying it's 53 degrees, but we went out, like, with short sleeve shirts on, and we're sweating.
So, well, it's a little warm in here, but it's nice outside.
Well, that's nice. It's nice.
A little cloudy.
You don't need a jacket, really.
Yeah, 53. Let's see what the high temperature. Let's just roll the balls here. Whatever we got. Either one. Either the
roll our balls.
The television temperature balls or the okay. Is this the roulette? No, it's the... the first number is 7.
The roulette wheel.
No, this is not the roulette wheel. This is the...
It's the lottery balls.
Thank you. Lottery balls. 72. 72 will be our high today, and look for some showers this afternoon. So grab that umbrella as you walk out.
Check your wiping blades.
Yeah, check those wiper blades. So important. Okay.
All right.
So it's going to be pretty nice most of the day. Might a couple of scattered showers. Nothing to worry about. We'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, and then back to sunshine tomorrow and a high near 80 for Friday.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Well, that's fantastic because then we can grill out and get ready for the weekend.
Yeah. You know, I moved into this place. I didn't know it. I'm rummaging around in the garage. They left a grill there.
Oh.
There's a grill. I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm set up.
You are set up. You've got your little fire pit out there. They left that for you.
Yeah.
Now you got a grill.
Yeah. And
we can interchange them, you know.
Wait, what? Yeah, the fire pit and the grill. Yeah. And then all I need is some patio furniture. And then, I happened to run into my ex-wife yesterday. And she said, you need any patio furniture?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, yeah. And she said, well, you know, you figure out how to come in. She's got tons of patio furniture for whatever reason. She kind of collects it. It's kind of a hobby. She lives way out in the country. Yeah. And
well,
so,
good.
Yeah, she's
that's
got
good.
That.
You got that.
So all I have to do is figure out how to get it here.
Yeah,
that's the problem. But, so things are getting in place.
We're working on getting your kitchen table in as well.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll transport that today or tomorrow.
Do you have a way to do that?
I'm hoping I do.
Okay. You got to disassemble the table, though,
don't you? I have to take it apart, yeah.
Did you start on that process yet?
The Kraken, which is my one-year-old border collie puppy,
yeah.
She is not happy with the table turned upside down.
You turned the tables on her?
I did turn the tables on her.
Okay.
And she is angry and barking at it and does not like the disruption in our home with an upside down table.
Really? Just flipped out?
It just flipped out.
Wow.
You should slowly start turning everything else in the house upside down and see how she reacts.
Yeah, see what happens.
It's just endless barking.
Okay.
It's crazy. I mean, if there's a car, an extra car parked in the driveway, she goes nuts.
Really?
That shouldn't be there. That's just, what is that all about?
Yeah. You know, I had a border collie like that.
Yeah.
Never changed. I got to tell you.
I know.
Lived to, 10
I've
or 11
two border
years
collies.
Old. Yeah. That's just the way some of them are. They just, they can't take the change.
The female is a little antsy, a little nervous.
Yeah.
And the two males that we had previous were very well disciplined, easy to control. I mean, they were just fantastic dogs. This one we cannot control. Like if there's a dog barking on the TV, that's it. We can't hear the movie for the rest of the evening.
No kidding. Well, that's it.
She just goes nuts. Cannot handle dogs on TV.
Oh, that's too bad.
In fact, she used to watch the, I think it was... the Progressive commercial where they're on a dock.
Okay.
And they had dogs on there at one time. And she got used to that commercial.
Yeah.
So when that thing came on and they didn't have the dogs, she would still bark at it because she knew that that's the commercial with the dogs on it. We have a TV watching dog again.
Really?
Our first one was a TV watching dog. Mickey used to sit there and watch football. And, oh, boy, he hated golf. As soon as he heard the golfer, go four, and I don't know why, but he just barked and barked and jump at the TV. Now this is the tube day of TVs, and that TV screen was all scratched up because he could hit that TV screen and just go after it. He did not like golf, just like me,
Yeah, I see those videos on TikTok every once in a while of dogs watching TV and then jumping around and running, watching the horse races or watching whatever.
That's
if there's some activity, they really enjoy it. Other dogs don't even, they can't even see it.
One of the great things about dogs is that they love songs. They love certain songs. If you accidentally stumble on a song that they will sing to, it is just hilarious. It is. Yeah, I play a lot of music in the house, and my first border collie loved the Banana Boat song.
Oh, no
just
kidding.
Just loved, always sang to the Banana Boat song.
Okay.
Everything, and he even waited for the chorus. I mean, he just loved that song.
Yeah.
The second border collie, which passed away recently, he loved the original TV Batman theme. Now, this dog, we don't know what song
know?
She will react to.
Oh, we'll have to test that out. Well, have you ever had dogs, Sam? I've had a lot of dogs through my life.
The one that we had when I was growing up acted more like a cat. It was just very chill and like laid and slept all the time.
Well,
it, like,
I like
never,
that.
Never barked, never played fetch, really.
Yeah.
Right now, my parents have a golden doodle named Walter. And when you were talking about your dogs watching TV, John, I was going to jump in and say a couple of years ago he watches TV. He's just chill about it. He'll sit on my mom's lap. But the one time I've ever seen him absolutely captivated by television is when we had like the dog show on.
Oh.
Where they have like all these dogs competing with each other and being shown. And he's just sitting there in the middle of our living room staring at the TV for 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Fascinated.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He had his own show. His favorite show.
I got to get a dog again. It's been a couple of years. Almost.
Yeah, it's time for you.
Now you're
settling down.
Once I get
a new place.
Yeah, once I get settled in.
Yeah.
It's going to take a few more weeks, I think, of moving and rearranging furniture and taking stuff upstairs and then changing my mind and taking it back
downstairs. Did you sleep on the bloody cot?
No. Last two nights I've been on the bloody cot. What? What kind of picture are you painting?
Anytime somebody leaves a folding cot in an empty apartment, something happened on that cot that they're afraid to take home.
I have my own bed there, and everything's fine. It's all good. Everything's going very well.
All right. It's not haunted yet. You haven't found out whether it's something they didn't tell you about the place.
Sleeping very soundly. Right. There's no ghosts walking around. It is an old house, and, you know, who knows?
If there are ghosts, just give us a call.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Ghostbusters?
I was going to say, what are we, the Ghostbusters
now? We are. I'll bring Brett over, and we'll take a look around.
Speaking of that, let's get to the National Day calendar and see what's happening on this date, May 16th.
This is the most exciting part of the program. Well,
it can be, depending on what days it
lands on. All right, I'm going to try to single out the day that is not a real day today.
Okay, here's the list.
All right.
Is it Classic Movie Day? Is it Mimosa Day? How about Barbecue Day? How about National Chocolate Donut Day? Or is it Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day? Honor Our LGBT Elders Day, Piercing Day, Biographers Day, or Sea Monkey Day, or Love a Tree Day. That's a lot to choose from. Which one of those days does not belong?
Biographers Day.
That's wrong. That is actually a day, and it is today, Biographers Day. So that's it. Sam?
Did you say like Chocolate Donut Day or something?
I did. Yeah.
It's not that.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
You are correct, sir.
Well,
okay.
Let's hope somebody takes the hint and brings in chocolate donuts today.
Wouldn't that be nice?
For Gordy.
Yeah. I love chocolate donuts, but I haven't had one in maybe a year.
You like the cake donuts, right?
You know,
the chocolate cake donuts
I've kind of sworn off donuts. I'm trying to, you know, I've lost a little bit of weight.
Oh,
well,
that's good.
22
that's good.
Pounds since we started working here. So, you know, anxiety, you know. Nervousness, crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've taken on a few more responsibilities.
I do what I can. Yeah. So let's look at National Classic Movie Day. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, classic. You're into the movies big time.
I am.
Well, today we're celebrating National Classic Movie Day by reminiscing about the movies we have seen on the big screen. So grab some popcorn, a drink, find a cozy chair to relax in as we celebrate National Classic Movie Day. It presents an opportunity to celebrate the film industry and spotlight iconic movies, blah, 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 blah. What do you consider a classic movie?
We were talking about that.
Memorable.
This theme song, we talked about favorite themes
right.
of movies.
Yeah.
And Pink Panther was yours.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this is just, it's great. Henry Mancini.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better.
Well, he was top form back then.
Yeah. This was one of his big hits.
It was.
Yeah.
How old does a movie have to be considered classic?
That's a great question.
Well, I don't know. I don't think age has anything much to do with it.
No? Okay.
You kind of get a feel for a classic movie when you see it.
Okay,
that's true.
Body Heat, you asked me what my favorite theme was, and just off the top of my head, Body Heat was fantastic.
William Hurt and Kathleen Turner. Boy, oh boy. And Ted Danson. The movie.
That was a fantastic performance by Ted.
It really was.
Just amazing. Oh, by the way, and we can't forget, I don't remember the actor's name, but who played the detective? I mean, he was really good.
Who played the detective in Body Heat?
And this theme rolls as we see Kathleen Turner on the beach.
At the end of the...
Yeah.
Okay,
And the guy is with her, and he goes... he says something foreign, you know? And she goes, what? And he goes... It is hot.
Fade to black.
I honestly cannot get that out of my head.
I've never heard of this movie before you guys told me about it. I gotta see this thing now.
It is.
When William Hurt throws that chair
through the window or the door.
Heck? Door window. Oh my God.
I thought that was over the top. I thought, wait a minute.
That's
what?
Crazy.
No one would do that because she's got to fix that by the time her husband comes home.
That's right. We'll get into what other days of the week it is today, or the National Day calendar. Right. More of it coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's springtime in Wisconsin, and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower-to-consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Mr. Rogers.
It's a neighborly day in
Can
this
you ever hear this and not think of Eddie Murphy?
That was a great bit. It was good. Matt Radio Mr. WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And yeah. it was a good biography, too.
Tom Hanks?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Fred Rogers.
You can't find anything in his closet. I mean, this guy had his sweaters in the closet, and that was it.
Yeah, and some
nothing
shoes.
In his past that anybody could object to. He was just right. A really, really good guy.
Super nice guy. And It's National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. So there you go. That's why we're playing that. And you can never fail when following the golden rule, John. Love your neighbor as yourself. So do something good for your neighbor today.
I wonder if we could get that Saturday Night Live bit with Eddie Murphy doing
I was wondering
Mr.
what
Rogers?
You're talking about.
Mr.
That's
Robinson?
Kind of what I assumed. I've never seen this.
Just Google Eddie Murphy. Good.
It starts off right
Mr.
away.
Mr. Robinson.
All right.
Okay. All right. SNL. All right.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know your neighbors? Do you know your
I do.
Neighbors in your
neighborhood? I do, yes.
I don't know my new neighbors yet. I haven't met anybody in my new neighborhood, but because I just moved there. But
always good to know them.
Yeah, I was thinking about going over there, with a plate of cookies or something.
Oh, don't do that.
Introduce myself like they do in the movies. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a movie about that someday where the new neighbor comes in with poison cookies and kills all his neighbors off so he can buy up their homes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day, so, please do that.
Yeah.
And do you have that, Sam? No?
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
One hell of a day in my neighborhood. A hell of a day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I hope I get to move in your neighborhood someday. The problem is when I move in, y'all move away. I'm out for some coke and some smoke. You bring the stash, go Robinson broke. Will you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Hello, boys and girls. We're all alone again today. You know why? My wife walked out on me.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
That's Eddie Murphy. Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. Well, here's some ways you can help your neighbors, okay? Right. Help a neighbor bring their garbage bin to the curb on garbage day.
Maybe we should stop now.
Offer to weed their flower bed.
John, are you just not a good neighbor?
Yeah.
No, can you imagine taking your neighbor's garbage to the curb?
Just being nice.
They still, they probably have everything built up in the house ready to go out, and you're taking their
cans at the road, and then they're going to go and bring the garbage out?
Yeah, they're going to be really angry. They're going to dig up their flower beds? Is that what you're talking about next here?
Yeah, weed their flower bed.
Oh, but you wouldn't do that. How do you know it's weeds? Maybe they put something in there that didn't recognize.
Or how about this one? Why not try this then? When running errands, ask if there's anything the neighbor needs. Be that annoying guy. Need anything? Going down to the Costco, you know anything? Invite them over for a cup of tea or coffee. See, that's nice. Drop a note in the mail, just letting them know. Drop a note in the mail?
You don't. Oh, my God. How old is?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Okay. You can't put stuff in people's mailboxes. Yeah, that's illegal.
No, that's not a good idea.
No.
Nope. Okay, what else? Let's see.
Boy, that's a lot of bad advice. Just that one alone.
How about Piercing Day? What's that all about? National Piercing Day. Have you ever had your ears pierced, John?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anything else?
No. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I
know. Who's crazy enough to have anything else pierced?
Listen, some people are really into it, yeah. And good for them. In times past, pierced ears were about the limits of what we saw. But today, the number one type of piercing is the nose and nostril.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do see that a lot. Yeah. It's quite common. Yes, body piercing has increased in popularity. Its history dates back to biblical times. Sam, have you ever considered getting anything pierced?
I've thought about piercing my ears just to wear like goofy, weird earrings.
Yeah.
But haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Okay. Some piercings include eyebrow piercings, bridge of nose. I mean, we can run through the list here, but
let's go to the lower body parts. So you go ahead.
No,
that's okay. Describe those.
I don't think so. It's a family show. Remember?
Oh, okay. That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Okay. And let's wrap this up with Sea Monkey Day. Oh, you're waving at people outside now?
Yeah.
Okay.
These women are walking by and they're looking up like they could actually see in.
I don't think
window.
You can really see through that window very
so.
Much. It's difficult. Okay.
But what was I tried.
National Sea Monkey Day. What are sea monkeys anyway?
You know what?
They're odd. They're just weird.
They're just
weird.
Like sea horses, but yeah. Monkeys.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Sea monkeys. The tiny brine shrimp is better known by its brand name, Sea Monkey. Let's see. Filled magical little creatures. They hatch before your eyes. Okay. I don't really know. Sea monkeys actually have been in space with astronaut John Glenn. He took them into space the second time he went up there.
Wow.
In 1998 aboard the space shuttle Discovery.
Funny we didn't hear about that.
Yeah. They returned to Earth after spending 9 days in space, and the eggs hatched 8 weeks later, apparently unaffected by the travels to space. You know, they were experimenting
didn't
with
they,
all kinds of
didn't
things
they
like
see,
that.
Didn't they use sea monkeys for food?
I think they
if you use
may
it in a fish
have.
Tank.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Let's crack open the history books. Right, let's move this
oh
along.
Boy. Let's leave that behind.
I don't know.
We've got a funny story. We've got a funny story to kick things off.
So, okay.
So what happened today? That's the first part. 1866, Congress creates the 5-cent coin, and the nickel is born.
Wow, fantastic!
Momentous day.
Before the nickel was created, however, there was a 5-cent paper bill, and it was it was initially meant to honor Meriwether Lewis from Lewis and Clark.
Oh.
But the legislation they passed to create that bill only mentioned Clark by his last name. The guy running the U.S. Mint at the same time had the same last name.
Yeah.
And so he put his face on the bill instead of Meriwether Lewis.
Oh, my God.
He put his own face on
there? Yeah.
That didn't turn out well.
And so
didn't.
They retracted all of the bills and created the nickel instead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or today we would have a bill, a 5-cent bill.
5 cents.
Wow.
No, 5 cents went a long way back in the day.
Okay.
Let's see. 1965, Campbell's releases SpaghettiOs.
Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, yeah. You don't like them?
No.
Oh, I haven't had them in quite a long time.
For
kids.
Yeah.
It's a good nostalgic memory of like being homesick, having a can of SpaghettiOs, something like that.
You know, I think it costs more just for the Parmesan cheese that you put on top of it to hide the flavor of the SpaghettiOs.
Not a really good taste.
No.
Yeah. I was asking you about this one earlier. 1966, the Beach Boys release Pet Sounds.
Yeah, what a great album.
Monumental.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the best albums of all time, and I understand, you know, there's a tie-in with the Beatles in regards to that. Why don't you fill us in there, Gordon?
After
the Beatles authority.
The Beatles really loved Pet Sounds.
Well, here's one of the best songs off of it is Caroline Ho.
Yeah. Pet Sounds, great album, and the Beatles loved it so much they were like, boy, we gotta top that somehow.
Yeah.
So guess what they came up with? Sgt. Pepper. Okay. More of John and Gordy coming up.
You'd never change.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Global political disruptions are also disrupting the prices you pay for agricultural inputs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I'm not sure we always stop and think about the unrest in the Middle East, what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, as upsetting the apple cart when it comes to the prices we're paying here in Wisconsin for our agricultural goods. But it does. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, says the United States depends on a lot of areas around the world for critical fertilizer components.
Yeah, so the two priorities on Farm Bill, one is critical minerals. So when Russia invaded Ukraine and we saw some of this volatility happen because we suddenly awoke to this idea that we are a net importer, and even those events in a country like Russia that's the largest supplier globally of fertilizer can impact prices here. That makes a big impact. And so what we wanted to do is to ensure a policy environment existed that would allow for the maximum use and production of our domestic fertilizer to complement that import. That was through designating phosphate and potash as a critical mineral.
Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, talking about critical minerals that the United States needs from around the world, and including some of those conversations in on the Farm Bill. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Looks like corn and beans are a little soft. I'll get you the numbers next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. On Wednesday, barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese in Chicago dropped a quarter of a cent to 192 and three quarters. Double A butter up six at 305 and a half. This morning, December corn's unchanged at 487. November new crop beans down two at 1199. July new crop wheat up four, 669 and three quarters. And June class three milks up 12, 2097. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by late morning through early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 73. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. By Saturday, sunshine with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Thank you.
92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison, the John and Gordy Show, and that is the familiar...
Yes?
Tinklings of Liberace. I'm not quite sure what they call it when you... play the piano
when you
like
tickle
that.
The ivories.
Tickling the ivories.
Tickling
that's
the
good.
Ivories, yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
You know, it's amazing
Liberace. Why are we playing Liberace?
I used to call him Liberace when I was a little kid. And I had to play piano. My mom made me get piano lessons because of Liberace.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, we watched Liberace every chance we got.
She thought you were going to be a prodigy just like him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, what
she
a disappointment you up that in, must well, have been.
From Milwaukee, you got to
oh,
play
that's
a
right.
Piano.
He was from Milwaukee. Yeah. So did she dress you up in sparkly clothing well, that, and have a candelabra on the
that
piano?
That would have come next if I had played piano. And things would have gone dramatically different after that.
So it was Liberace. He was born on this date, apparently,
yes,
right?
Back in 1919. The thing is, he was really a great piano player.
He was, yes.
But on top of that, he was a showman, and the way he bounced his hands up and down while he played the piano, that was the amazing part.
He was very flamboyant.
Very flamboyant.
Very much a showman.
Hands would spring up in the air.
Yeah.
Off
and he was always smiling and looking at the camera.
Yes. And that hair that he had. My
pompadour.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
He was the first Elton John.
Well, yeah, actually.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Any other birthdays of note today, Sam?
Janet Jackson, another musician, born today in 1966.
Okay.
Okay, that's not of note.
Okay.
Let's forget that one.
We have any Janet Jackson hits?
No, we don't. We
do.
Really don't. I don't think she had one. I don't think she had
one. Come on.
Top Gun was released. We didn't mention that.
I still haven't seen the original Top Gun. I saw the sequel a couple years ago.
Did you see the most recent one?
Yes.
That was it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't think that was very good. You know, we were sitting in the movie theaters watching the trailer for it, and it was just awful. It was god-awful. It was just loud music and, you know, this macho talking back and forth to the other, pilots. And it was boring as heck. And then we saw it finally on TV when it made it to the streaming services, and we really loved the movie.
Yeah.
Amazing that they actually pieced something together from such a thin script. And it turned out pretty good.
Are you a Tom Cruise fan, generally?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually am.
I like the action movies like that.
Oh, yeah. Mission Impossible.
And Jack Reacher.
Yeah, Jack
Reacher.
I like that, too. Although the newer version of Jack Reacher is pretty damn good.
Yeah?
On Amazon, yeah. Yeah, the guy that plays him. Oh, man. This guy is so big and so built.
Yeah, brawny.
Oh, man. Yeah. And the thing is, and what Anne likes about him, you know, she's an author and she loves the whole genre of fiction. Reacher is exactly the way he's described in the book.
Really?
Now on Amazon, the latest series that they have, because he was a gigantic man, just gigantic, very threatening looking when he came into a room. That's a great movie and a great TV series.
Who plays him now? Is that this guy?
That's him.
What's his name?
Now, he was he played in Titans, which was on the Warner Network at one time. They canceled that once Warner changed hands.
Alan Ritchson. Richson?
Yeah, Richson.
Okay.
And he was big, and he played played a superhero.
Okay.
Hawk and Dove. Hawk and Dove were... Yeah. The superheroes, and he played Hawk, and they blew him up to get him out of the series.
That's what they do now.
It kind of freaked everybody out. We didn't expect him to die.
Get these superheroes going, they just build them up, and then gone.
They kill them off, and that's kind of a latest thing, I guess, with Gen Z. They want to see all these superheroes die, which is a big pet peeve of mine. I've mentioned it a few times on the show.
Yes, you have.
All those Marvel movie characters, the legends, were all killed off, kind of, or just retired. They're kind of stupid.
Okay.
Thanks I wonder if the actors who played all these characters just got sick of everything and kept doing movie after movie, and that's why they had to get killed off.
Actually, they didn't.
No?
Oh, really?
Robert Downey Jr. loved playing Iron Man. Would love to play Pete Stark again.
Yeah. That's Iron Man, I really liked.
Yes.
All of the Iron Man. What are there, three of them now?
Yeah, and and Chris Evans played Captain America, and he'd love to play Captain America again.
Yeah.
Black Widow would have been really nice for Johansson to play again, but they killed her off.
Oh, well.
Way to spoil all of Endgame. I still haven't seen like the last two Avengers movies and like everyone that died.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's 5 years in the past. I'm a little behind the times.
Yeah. Well, you can catch up. There are very entertaining movies. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great special effects.
Boy, the clouds are rolling in here. I think we're going to get that rain a little earlier.
Yeah, a little earlier than 1 o'clock they were talking about. Anyway.
Yeah. It's 53 degrees now and high around 72. Yeah. You know, baseball is getting into gear, the Brewers and the Cubs. And,
yes.
You know, as that happens, you know, you start thinking, I know football fans are already thinking, okay, baseball's underway. Football ain't far behind.
Exactly.
Only, it's like 3-4 months away.
Can't wait.
Yet. By the way, what's Aaron Rodgers been up to lately?
I'm looking for that story. I brought that story in.
Yeah, well.
All right, why don't we get cut 90 queued up?
Because, you know, he was a Packer for so long. Now he went to the Jets. He was in the game for, 5 minutes and then busted his Achilles heel?
Right.
So I haven't heard.
What a dramatic entrance.
Yeah. Is he okay?
That guy is doomed to failure. Seriously.
He questioned
vaccines for COVID.
Yeah.
You know, danced around that a while. And just the dancing itself looked pretty stupid and made him look pretty stupid.
Mm.
Well, he's out there again now. And he's a big supporter of Putin. Believe it or not.
Wait, what?
Putin.
No.
Oh, yes. He was talking to he was talking about Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin. And Putin, remember, kind of, you know, took a jab at Tucker for, you know, letting him go on and on about Russian history.
Okay. Right?
And this is Putin's version of Russian history. Putin, of course, ex-KGB. You think maybe he had a little propaganda.
Possibly.
Salted in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, that story that Putin gave to Tucker Carlson was the real history of Russia.
According to Vladimir.
According to him and now Aaron Rodgers. Let's play that cut.
Okay. I was just like, no, I'd love to see Joe Biden give an interview where he can speak on the history of the United States in the same way that Putin talked about the history of his country.
What an idiot. God, please, just go away, Aaron.
Just go play football.
You know, as much as I dislike what Favre did in regards to a charity and that money, nothing as bad as what Rodgers is doing right now.
It's over the top.
I am done with Aaron Rodgers. Thanks for the years, Aaron, but you know I can forget those easily.
Okay. We've got to move on.
He didn't play with the passion that Brett Favre did. Favre played like a child out on the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was so wonderful about watching him play. It was just a reckless charge
of
everything.
Yeah, you just never knew what he was going to do next.
And Aaron Rodgers, just an angry man. You could tell, you know, you tried to like him over and over again, but you just couldn't like him. And now you really, really dislike him. Taking the side of Putin and his version of Russian history, Mr. KGB. Oh, I'll take that one.
Well, the pressure's really on Aaron Rodgers now. I mean, after last
now
year.
Now he's got to come back.
He's got to come back, you know, in a new team, a new city, and having a whole year to prepare now and get, you know, healthy again. Let's see what happens.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I don't know.
The pressure's on.
You know, the other day we were talking about the price of oil and the price of oil being fixed. Mm. And Representative Rosa DeLauro, she brought this up on the floor and of the House the other day, and she amplified the FTC's finding that oil price fixing was going on. And they're investigating now these oil companies and OPEC. You know, the thing is,
they've always
the oil price fixing conspiracy that took place between an oil baron and OPEC is responsible for at least 27% of what we experienced in inflation. That's a huge percentage of the inflation factor.
It's enormous.
Yes.
So they're finally investigating this?
They're finally looking into this.
It's about time.
And I want you to notice who's talking about it. You know, this is Democrat Representative Rosa DeLauro, okay?
Okay.
Now, she's talking about, let's hear Cut 92 and what she's had to say about this incredible plot.
At the beginning of this month, you uncovered disturbing evidence of a big oil executive colluding with the OPEC to inflate oil prices, leading to pain at the gas pump and at the airport for millions of American families, all for the sake of higher profits. This right here is exactly what we mean when we talk about corporate greed driving inflation. Big energy companies would rather collude with a cartel of authoritarian states that let the free market truly determine the price at the pump. And we do not have a shortage of gasoline and oil. It's no shortage. It's shameless profiteering at every opportunity that shows why we must do everything that we can to support the FTC.
Again, you notice that this is a Democrat right. talking about this plot, this conspiracy, price fixing, right? Notice that there aren't any MAGAs out there at all, not even mentioning this story.
Mm.
They're beating Biden up for inflation,
yes.
yet they're not bringing up the price fixing, which raised inflation by at least 27%.
Mm. Yeah, I've noticed a lot this summer, or the spring, as I've been driving back and forth a lot. I mean, you know, definitely the prices have inched up quite a bit over right. the last 6 months. But price fixing has always been kind of an issue, and the government has to crack down on it from time to time. Remember back in the 60s when JFK brought the oil company executives into the White House, he ordered them to come in, and he told them to knock it off.
Yes.
I mean, those were the days
those
when the
were
president
the days.
Had some power. And, right. You know, so, you know, if you don't fix this by not fixing the prices, you know, I'm gonna rip into you publicly.
Yep.
And he did. And they knocked it down. They, you know.
Well, Republicans today aren't outraged.
It doesn't happen
There's
like
no
that anymore.
There's no outrage over price fixing of oil that raised inflation in this country, the very issue they're running on in November. Now, get this. They figured this out here. This huge conspiracy cost Americans $500 to $1,000 per year, according to their estimates. The oil industry's surge from a likely loss in 2020, because no one was driving anymore, to more than $238 billion in profits in 2021, and then double that, $451 billion in profits in 2022. And you think maybe they were gouging and price fixing,
you think? Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Pioneer Oil's former CEO, Mr. Sheffield, they sold their company to Exxon. But anyway, he was not allowed to be on the Exxon board. He was banned from it. This in 2021, this is what he sent out. He made this, this is a quote. All the shareholders that I've talked to said that if anyone goes back to growth, in other words, putting supply in, they will be punished. Those companies will be punished.
Wow.
That's the price fixing that's going on that the FTC is currently investigating.
So they were controlling the inventory and,
yes.
you know.
And threatened.
And threatening.
If they put more oil into the system, there would be something to pay. And while
so
voters
then what
are,
happened?
Yeah, I don't know. And while voters are out there blaming Biden and voting for Trump, the real crime goes unnoticed by the MAGA contingent, the voters out there, despite the very real problem of greedflation. And I guess that really never caught on. I like the term a lot, but it hasn't really caught on. The government filed a price-fixing suit also. Get this.
Yeah.
This is all involving inflation. A suit against the meat industry.
No
against
kidding.
Data consultancy AgriStats for coordinating pricing and production among meat processing giants. And because there are only a few of them now, this is easy to do. Similar lawsuits have been filed against providers of hotel industry software, pricing services, along with the largest lodging chains, Hilton, Hyatt, and Choice. They all coordinated in their software to raise the prices.
We've got more on all this coming up.
All right.
I'm John Agordi.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby. What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's running a little bit low. Got fuel up the heart and soul. And this is what I found.
This is a little bit of God Bless Quick Trip.
Really?
Really? Do you know who this artist is?
I just found them now. This is Dan Lepian.
Okay.
Well, we've got to listen to that second.
Yeah, let's listen. Red sticks to Jesus won't stop for all your
love. Man, I just got to say, God bless Quick Trip. Unbelievable. Wow.
They've done well for themselves, haven't they?
You know you've made
they?
It. Yeah. You've got a country song written about you.
I guess so.
Quick Trip named 2024's best gas station brand in the country.
No kidding.
By USA Today. That's incredible, isn't it?
They do a poll?
Yes, they did. And Quick Trip was named the favorite gas station brand in the country and the third best gas station for food. I think they've got great food there.
It is pretty good, I gotta say. Stepped it up.
Okay, well, everybody's turning off the station now because, you know, it's a conservative gas station and no one wants to go there. I get it. No. But, you know, they're doing a really good job.
With Quick Trip, you just kind of have to look the other way.
You have to. Like Menards, you go to Menards for yard stuff. Mm-hmm. And Menards is, you know, a true conservative and a polluter. But still, you go there because it's crazy. It's eclectic. Mm. You don't know what they're going to have at Menards. Yeah,
what's going to be on sale.
They sell furniture, you know.
Quick Trip's all over now. We always think of it as a Wisconsin company, but it's in Iowa and Illinois and Michigan and Minnesota, South Dakota. They're spreading nationwide, and now to be named the best gas station in the country.
That's right. They're basically in the Midwest here, but they are the best gas station in the country right now, according to USA. I don't know when they took that poll, but USA Today is out there.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the old little grocery store on the corner, you know, way back. I mean, it's a throwback to, they've got a little bit of everything.
That's how they started. How they started.
Yes.
And then they added gas.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah.
And then they created their own company. They process their own food, their own brand.
They distribute everything themselves. Yeah. And it's everywhere.
And it's clean.
Yeah.
You go to the restrooms there, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I use them when I'm out on the
big
road.
Big endorsement.
Well, you know, it's better than going into a mobile station someplace. Well, sorry, nothing against mobile. I'm just saying that, you know. It's different.
Or a mom-and-pop gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there are any of
those. I went to a gas station. I was traveling yesterday. I went to Baraboo and then over to Richland Center.
Yes.
There's a little gas station in Gotham, which is little tiny crossroads there. It's the only thing in the crossroads is this gas station.
Yeah.
Did not have any place for a card. Had to go in and actually pay for the gas.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. They turned on the pump. The pump turned on.
Wasn't there?
There was no way to pay at the pump. Just go in. It's just on the honor. You know, go in and pay.
I remember they passed some kind of law in the state and everybody had to update their pumps.
Well, they didn't do it there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a gas station kind of by my parents' house in Wausau that's just like that. The only reason I ever went there is because their gas was like 15 cents cheaper than anywhere else in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was crazy. Sitting there. I drove into and I went to get, you know, I drove in next to the pump, yeah. And I'm sitting there. I was on my phone. I was texting somebody, and, you know, it was about 5 minutes to eight, and I hadn't gotten out to pump the gas yet. I'm just like, you know, okay, I'm texting, and this lady comes out and knocks on my window. I said, I'm closing up in 5 minutes. Are you going to get some gas? I was like, oh, okay. All right. We'll do.
Hey, do you know what texting is?
No. Yeah.
You can't and interrupt then the person texting.
I went to go, you know, put my card in the pump. No Nothing place to do there. That. Just an old-fashioned pump.
Yeah. Well, I know. I brought out my card when we went to the Barrymore.
Yeah?
Cash only.
Oh, yeah. Remember? That's right. Yeah. Cash only at the Barrymore Theater.
That's crazy. Well, what is happening here?
They can do what they want. I mean, that's fine. They don't have to mess with the cards there. So,
well, yeah,
you know,
hotel celebration. We just went to the award show, and they had cash only there too.
At the Marriott.
I can't. Figure out what's going on. All you have to do is put a little USB swiper in their phone.
They don't want to pay the fees.
They don't. Okay. Yeah. That's one reason.
And then you've got other places in town that are card only.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
People can't pick one side or the other.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Seems inconvenient some way.
Well, look, the economy is doing really well, okay? And this last week has really hit the high chart.
Okay.
Because these are some of the headlines across the country right now. Inflation eases as core index hits lowest level since 2021. That's in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Finance and Economics, their headline, America is in the midst of an extraordinary startup boom. Yeah, this was a really big story.
Okay.
A lot of companies are starting up. How the country revived its go-getting spirit. Remember, they can't do anything. Republicans constantly say, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, no, that's not the American spirit that I'm familiar with. Since the 1950s.
Okay.
And then NBC News had this silver lining for consumers. Food price growth has gone flat, and the prices of many other goods are actually falling. And then CNBC had this, Financial Network, S&P 500, NASDAQ rise to all-time highs after light consumer inflation report.
Mm-hmm. So things are perking up in the economy.
Things are doing really well.
Yeah. Well, the grocery prices, though, that's still a big thing. I'm glad to hear that they're starting to ease that and they're starting to go in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But I haven't noticed that yet much in our local grocery stores. So let's get on board with that.
You got to shop at the right place.
Okay.
You know, I don't like to endorse grocery stores.
I know you don't. But. But
yes, I'm known for that.
We know. Yes. I don't endorse grocery stores except for Woodman's.
Yes, Woodman's. I love Woodman's. They have the lowest prices.
You're part of the Woodman's family. Let's face it, right?
See,
aren't you related to the Woodman's?
Menards is very eclectic, right?
Okay.
Well, on the grocery end of it, Woodman's is very eclectic. They have some crazy stuff.
They do.
Great products.
Yeah.
And then
it brings
the
people in. That's the way to get attention.
I was there yesterday.
Were you?
It's not often that I go to Woodman's, but I happened to be in the area and needed some groceries.
Really good pricing.
It is. Yeah, I should go there more often.
Yeah. and so when
not an endorsement.
People go to those other grocery stores.
Yeah, other ones.
They have to compete.
Yes,
they're chains, and they don't have to compete. They don't know what's going on at Woodman's, and they have the higher prices. And I think they should start competing locally with Woodman's.
Okay.
Let's get some competition in here, right?
I totally agree. Hey, guess what? Coming up in our next hour, we've got a guest, Max Blaska. He's going to tell us all about the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival, which is coming soon to Easttown. We'll have Max in our studios coming up.
Hump Day's also in the news. Yeah. We'll get to that.
All right.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Mathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Save big money on your automotive needs now at Menards. Shell Rotella Synthetic Diesel Motor Oil offers superior protection against heat, deposits, and engine wear. It can also improve your fuel economy, saving you money in fuel consumption. A gallon is on sale now through May 19. Save big money on motor oil at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.